Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our 105th episode, Over and Under Helps Vegas Big. Yeah, we'll talk about that. The over and under in the Super Bowl was 56.5. Some books went with 57, but 56.5. And almost everyone took the over. The score was 31-9, so there was only 40 points scored. And man, did that help the Las Vegas books, because they actually lost money on the money line bets. Yours truly, my $100 paid 140. And in fact, in all other categories, the books did fine, because there was a lot of late money on Kansas City. The earlier in the week, it was all about Tampa Bay. But for whatever reason, very late into the week, big money came into Kansas City. And that kind of balances things out. And so, obviously, the books are getting their cut. And they had a good day. But the money line bets cost them money. But they said they were really helped out paying for prop bets, because the large majority of bettors took the over. Oh, man. Sounds like a defensive game. But actually, I think you could actually say in many ways it was a defensive game in terms of just shutting down the Kansas City Chiefs. The Kansas City didn't have any answers for the Tampa Bay offense, of course. I know we're in the early part of February with this podcast, but it's going to be a long time before I forget the outstanding play of the offensive and defensive lines for Tampa Bay. And talking about the secondary and their two deep coverage, and also the Tampa Bay linebackers, they were just unbelievable. They were awesome. They were everywhere making tackles. The team was just so well prepared. But as much as we enjoy recreational gambling, there are still states where sports betting is not legal, and it's going to maybe be legal later on in the year. But we got a great call from Maryland and talking about how a fantasy football lover won some nice money playing fantasy football, which is really categorized as a game of skill. So we'll be right back with our call from Maryland and talk about how this person enjoyed the Super Bowl playing fantasy football and won some decent money. All right, short break, and we're coming back.
Hey, Coach Fav. This is Jeff from Maryland. I called a few weeks ago after winning my Neighborhood Dad Fantasy Football League. And the fantasy football gods have been good to me. Last evening, I just won a fantasy football playoff tournament. And I wanted to share, it's a tournament where you build a team. It's $25 a team. And I built three teams, three scenarios for making it to the Super Bowl. So $75 I spent. And you pick players from the playoff teams, and as those teams lose, you lose those players, and they can't get you points. So right away, I was excited to pick Tampa Bay because they were playing Wild Card Weekend, whereas if you pick a lot of players from Kansas City, they don't even play in the first round. They had a bye round, so that's one less game and therefore less points. So I mainly had players from Tampa Bay. I had some players from Buffalo, and they did well. A few players from the Saints, and it worked out. So each weekend, each playoff weekend, you watch the round and hope that those players advance and you keep getting points. You build a roster of 18 players. So two quarterbacks, two kickers, two defenses, and four running backs, four wide receivers, so you can pick from any of the available playoff teams. And once you submit your teams, you can't make any changes or any line changes. If there's injuries or things like that, you're stuck with those players. But it worked out. I like to pick players from teams that play over the wild card weekend that I think have a chance at advancing to the Super Bowl. And Tampa Bay did, so that worked out. And Buffalo got pretty far, so those players worked out as well. And I ended up actually winning $600 with second place. But it was fun to watch. Another guy had almost the same exact players as me, except he had Rob Gronkowski, that I did not pick because he hadn't been doing that well in the last few weeks of the season. And Tampa Bay also has another good tight end, Cameron Brate. And so didn't pick Gronkowski. He got 2 touchdowns. And the team that took first also had Kansas City's kicker that I didn't have. And he got a late field goal in the third quarter that did me in. It was a 50-yard field goal. So I ended up losing by 2.8 points, which I joke that it cost me $1,000 because $1,600 went to the winner and $600 went to second place, which is where I placed. So it was fun to watch. Exciting evening. I was happy for Tampa Bay and Brady. And just wanted to share that good news and see if you enjoyed the playoffs and the Super Bowl and what you think of those playoff tournament-style competitions and who you were rooting for along the way. Love to hear from you. I know a lot of people talk about the Super Bowl hangover. And do you think that really affects gambling in any way, or you think people will take it easy now on the gambling? All right, would love to hear from you, Coach. Thanks.
Well, hey, thanks for the call, Jeff. I know almost nothing about fantasy football, and I'm always interested in your explanations. I think this is your third call to the show in our years on the podcast, and I really appreciate it. And you explain things so well. I don't think betting is going to stop, and I'll tell you why, Jeff. I think just in general, it's not just sports books now. You know, you can play blackjack legally online. I'm talking about legal betting now. You can play blackjack. You can play Pigo. You know, you can play slot machines. You can play roulette. It's just unbelievable. And I know somebody messaged me on Facebook in our Facebook group. Anybody is interested in joining that, you're certainly welcome. It's just go to Facebook, and it's Casinos USA, written as 2 words, and then answer a few questions, basically just telling us you're not going to push Bitcoin or anything else. But he won $2,000 on a mobile phone app, an iPhone app, for legalized gambling here in the state of Pennsylvania, you know, playing a slot machine. And he didn't want to use it on the podcast, said, so I won't go much further than that. But in our Facebook group, we see a lot of people that comment on playing in the mobile apps, and not just sports betting. But sports betting is so big, it really, in my opinion, saved Las Vegas during the pandemic, and then in the reopening with limitations. It's made a big difference, you know, in the coffers of the Las Vegas casinos and casinos around the United States. I know there's 34, 36 states now where sports betting is legal. So if it's not in your state, it's still fantasy football if you want to do it legally. And, you know, you might ask yourself, like, why would I say that? You know, because there's always been bookies and you could play sports bets anywhere in the country. Well, this involved my career. I was in a situation where I could not do anything that was illegal. You know, I'd have been let go. And I'm talking about, a six-figure job. I'd have been let go for a DUI. So obviously, if I'd have been caught making illegal bets, and there's a lot of people like that, they just can't take that risk. And so until sports betting is legally acceptable or approved, then you just can't do it, you know. So I think Maryland, if I remember correctly, is going to go to legalize sports betting very, very soon. It doesn't mean you have to stop playing fantasy football, but there'll be some other options. But for a $75 wager and then falling it through the playoffs, that sounds like a lot of fun, and it must have been so exciting last night. I'm a big fan of Gronsky. You know, I call him, it's Gronkowski, of course, but the Gronk, come on, Jeff. I know he wasn't doing that well, but boy, did he rise to the occasion last night. And I know he's a great blocker. I watched several of the plays, on television where I just looked at him, watched him clean house blocking. I also want to say, in the Super Bowl aftermath, there might be an appreciation now of offensive tackles, because the Chiefs were missing 2 of their starting offensive tackles. And because of that, I think the quarterback was harassed much more than he would have been. I think Holmes was chased to the point where it affected the play 29 times, and he was sacked a couple times as well. So people don't know, usually generally don't know offensive linemen by their first names, but last night the Chiefs were missing their starting tackles, and it made a dramatic difference. And I'm not saying for a second that Tampa Bay wouldn't have won, but I don't think the score would have been 31-9. I think it would have been a much closer game, the kind of game that we expected. So indeed, offensive linemen and defensive linemen are very, very important. And last night's game, the more physical team won. The offensive and defensive lines dominated, and again, the Tampa Bay linebackers were just played perfect games. And you add Tom Brady to the mix, and you can see what happens. It's a rout. So we'll say goodnight for football for the time being, and move on to some other things. But again, thank you for your call. We'll take a very quick break and come right back. I'm going to take a little bit of a departure from our normal routine, and you might think it's quite a departure, but it's actually something very personal to me. And as you know, if you follow us, we don't on our podcast ask for donations, etc. There's nothing wrong with doing that. We just don't do it because we've monetized in several outlets, and so we're paid by them, and we just thought, why ask? We just didn't want to do it. But I do want to tell you that during the time at home with the pandemic, I did write my second book. I brought it out as an ebook. It's also available as soft copy, but that price is $45.19. But as an ebook, I kept it as low as I possibly could. I didn't self-publish. I thought the book was too good. I found a company that would take it and put it on. It's on Amazon. If you type in my name, Don Favero, if you or an iBook person, they did a great, their formatting's the best. The Amazon formatting's not as good as I'd like. It's fine, but it's not perfect. The formatting in the iBook is great, and you can also find it. It's a Kindle available book, so it's everywhere online. It's called The Last Catholics. The Last Catholics, and you can get it for 99 cents. Our publisher gets 51%, and I get 49%. But it's not the price. The Apple books already asked me to raise the price because we've sold close to 2,000 books now. It's not that at all. I actually sold 16 of the soft copy $45 books, and wow, that surprised the hell out of me. But The Last Catholics is a spiritual odyssey, and I'm going to read what the Apple publishing notes say about it. It's a spiritual odyssey fueled by a taboo high school love affair, the bloody war in Vietnam, the assassinations of Dr. Martin Luther King and Robert Kennedy, an unexpected papal encyclical, and which all unfold and are balanced by the author's success, academic success at the University of Notre Dame, his love of motorcycles, and his marriage to his high school girlfriend during the tumultuous year of 1968. 1968, the author calls one of his happiest years in his life. The author's journey into Catholicism began as a young altar boy and continued through high school, Notre Dame, fatherhood, high school teaching, coaching, and finally, Catholic high school principalships. The story takes a look at the Catholic Church in America from the inside and the outside and recounts one of his Catholic high schools where he was principal being named to the Catholic High School Honor Roll by the prestigious Cardinal Newman Society as one of the top 50 Catholic high schools in America. That's quite an honor. The book opens and closes with the same question. Will the Catholic Church in America survive, or will it become only a religion of the Southern Hemisphere before the end of the 21st century? I remind all our listeners that the Pope himself is a native of South America. Many who read this book will recognize their own passageway through faith, particularly those who came of age during the 1960s. And much of this story, my story, is your story. So again, you can find it on Amazon. Search, just type in Don Favero. The name of the book is The Last Catholics. I think one of the best formatted versions of the book is on Blurb, BLURB.com, The Last Catholics. And most of those sites will give you free reading of 15 to 25 pages. So before you risk a whole 99 cents, you might want to read a few pages and see if it appeals to you. And so we've never advertised or hyped anything that we've done that we're selling on the podcast, but the book's only been out since January 30th of 2021, and it's had a fantastic takeoff. It's surpassed my expectations. You can call it memoirs, you can call it a religious book, but I thought it was a great question because, truthfully, the worship of Jesus Christ is not trending in our society right now. And many in our society call it Christian mythology. So I wanted to write a book dealing with that because I did serve in three Catholic high schools as an administrator. I was a principal of two of them. So I'm giving you a look at the church from the inside out and from my own experiences as well. And you'll meet Janie, of course. You'll meet her as a teenager and follow us through Notre Dame and then into marriage, family, career, all that. So again, The Last Catholics, iBook, ebook, blurb.com, Amazon, and other sites that sell ebooks. And it's all yours for 99 cents. And with tax, I think it's $1.05 total, right? So it's really good. I wonder if we're right in thinking that gambling won't stop right now. I wanted to tell you one more thing before we close down for the day. I don't know if it was because of a Super Bowl was over and that was all done with, but early in the morning this morning, the day after the Super Bowl, we're going to bring the podcast out on Thursday, but the day after the Super Bowl, I booked our rooms in Vegas for mid-September, and I wanted to share my experience because I know many of you are probably doing that now too. Janie and I have had our first round of vaccines, and we're scheduled to get the second round on the 20th of February. And we had been booked to go to Vegas during that time period. Of course, we had to make the changes, and we have. But the point is, I moved them to September, thinking by that time, you know, hey, most people in the country will have had a chance to be vaccinated. And we're staying four nights at a tower room, a premium room at the Luxor, and we had four nights comped, and I was really happy about that. You know, I didn't lose my comps there. I do have to pay the resort fees and taxes, but I think four nights was $112, you know, so that's, you know, I'm not kicking about that. Four nights in the beautiful tower room, they're newly remodeled and such, and not like the pyramid rooms, but they're really nice. And I also wanted to stay at the Strat because Golden Entertainment did such a fine job at Rocky Gap, and we go there very often. That's a Western Maryland casino on a beautiful lake. So I wanted to see what the new Strat was. Of course, that's the old Stratosphere. It was a $40 million renovation, and we're staying in one of their upscale rooms, and we're staying Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night. And you know what prices are like on weekends in Vegas, Friday and Saturday nights. But we're only paying for a beautiful remodeled room. There's pictures of it. It's one of their upscale rooms. It has a safe. It has a refrigerator. It's all included, etc. A lot of special features. It was only $103 a night for those three nights. And, boy, I couldn't kick about that. That was fantastic. So I'd love to meet you in September. I'll let you know. We may be going out earlier in the summer as well. It depends on our schedules here. I do have two free flights coming from my use of my Chase Southwest credit card. Man, I love those. You get those points. And Southwest flies nonstop out of Pittsburgh to Las Vegas. So that's why we went with them. Well, anyway, The Last Catholics by Dawn Favreau. Think it over, all right? At least read the 25 free pages and see how that, you know, rocks your boat. Casinos USA is still a place where every day is Saturday. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Congratulations, Tampa Bay.
Every day is
Saturday.